Hey, it's Shireen from Jared and Shireen in the Morning County 10's morning show and County 10's podcast as I am live in Jackson Hole here, Grand Teton National Park. So excited. And for so many Wyomingites who live in this great state, never get the chance to experience our national park. And when I say our national park, Grand Teton is in Wyoming. It is Wyomingites National Park and for everybody to come and visit. And I'm with Teton Science School's Wildlife Expedition Tour Guide. Kevin Taylor is with us. Kevin, thanks for joining. And tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Thanks, Shireen, and thanks for having me on the show. I grew up in Illinois. I did my undergraduate degree in biology at Bradley University, small school in central Illinois. And then I moved out west right after college and earned a master's degree at the University of Wyoming in botany. So if you twisted my arm and asked for my specialty, it would actually be plants, studying plants. But as a naturalist, I have a hard time studying plants without studying animals, without studying soil, without studying rocks that help derive the soils. It sometimes becomes cliche that all things are connected, but they truly are. But maybe I'm too interested in too many different things to go on for a PhD, but maybe I have a PhD in dirt time, spending a lot of time outside.
That's for sure. And that's why I highly recommend if you are thinking about going through Grand Teton or Yellowstone National Park to link up with Teton Science Schools and go on one of their tours, because I've already learned so much in a short time with Kevin. And I, before now, had considered myself an outdoor enthusiast, but I'm learning a lot. And you get people here who have a small base of knowledge with the outdoors, who have a massive base of knowledge with the outdoors.
Well, you know, Shireen, it's really fun for me from day to day. Every day is different as far as the level of experience that participants have. There's times where I have fashion designers from New York City, or perhaps the next day I might have a retired elk biologist from the Colorado Division of Wildlife, you know. And for me, that's fun because I'm talking about a lot of the similar types of ecological and geological concepts from day to day, but the level at which I'm talking about them changes quite a bit. And so it's fun. It's fun for me to introduce people to this place for the first time, but it's also fun for me to spend time with Wyomingites and dive deeper into the discussion.
So many folks in Wyoming have never been to Grand Teton National Park. They don't know much about it. They don't know where to go. And that's why getting a guide with Teton Science Schools is definitely the way to go. So Kevin, let's talk though. What makes Grand Teton so special? And if somebody were to ask, because we actually did this poll on the radio and on social media, if you were to take a wildlife expedition with Teton Science Schools, which one would you choose, Grand Teton or Yellowstone National Park? Why Grand Teton?
One of the great things about Grand Teton, first of all, is look at those views. Yeah, the Tetons, the views are incredible. But the thing of it is, Grand Teton National Park, oftentimes people think about going to Yellowstone to see wildlife. The wildlife watching in Grand Teton Park is phenomenal. And it is so close to Jackson, and you really don't have to cover that much ground in order to get into a lot of different habitats. And when I think about, you know, the top six or seven reasons I live here, one of them is that all of the animal species that lived here prior to Euro-American settlement are still here, particularly with the successful restoration of wolves. That's a big part of why I live here. And there's very few places in the lower 48 states that you can spend a morning, you know, a four-hour sunrise trip here and see five, six, sometimes seven different species of large mammals.
We're talking with Kevin Taylor. He's a wildlife guide with Teton Science Schools and does a plethora of other stuff as well. If you go with a guide too, what's so interesting is, you know, in Wyoming, Kevin, there's a million dirt roads. There's a million places you can possibly get away from folks. That's the same case here at Grand Teton National Park, and I had no idea. And that's the benefit of getting a guide.
Very much so. When people are on vacation, they only have so much time. There's a lot of literature out there. There's a lot to be learned, but there's only so much time for them. And in order to really optimize that time, having a guide is, I think, really key. Grand Teton National Park has a lot of old ranch roads, and they're not well marked. People don't necessarily know, you know, where they are. But I'm always, when I'm thinking about leading these trips, I'm always thinking about, despite, you know, record-breaking visitation to these areas as far as number of people, there's still so much opportunity to find solitude and to find intimate situations. And that's something that I'm always thinking about.
We're speaking with Kevin Taylor. Your favorite animal here in the park, Kevin?
It would be really hard to say that I have a... Pronghorn are probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah. And it's kind of like we were talking about earlier. They're such a bizarre animal because it's this animal that has outlived their predators. They've outlived their relatives because, you know, they're the there used to be a cheetah that used to be here in Wyoming, but it's, you know, gone extinct. There's also 13 other species of pronghorn that used to live in the temperate regions around the world, and they too have gone extinct. So they basically outlived their relatives, and they've outlived their predators. Pretty bizarre animals.
And I'm interested in trying to hunt pronghorn more, and having never done that, just being on this tour with Kevin has already taught me a lot about this animal's lifestyle, the life cycle, and what they do, which there's a lot that you can get from this, whether you're an outdoor enthusiast, whether you don't spend much time outdoors, if you're a hunter, if you're an angler. I've seen a ton of fish, learning stuff about when I do get the chance to hunt pronghorn and how I can better do that as well. So there's so much that's packed into these expeditions and these tours that the common person may not know. And for somebody from Wyoming, why should they take this tour?
You know, people in Wyoming, you know, might know a lot about the pronghorn in their area. They might know a lot about the elk in their area. But it's fun to be able to dive deeper into discussions about what are the specific migration paths of these animals, and what are they specifically eating this time of year. Like we were talking about earlier, what I find is that these animals aren't just eating what's in front of their face. They're choosing certain plants during certain times of the year. And unless you live here, you wouldn't necessarily know that. So being able to hang out and spend time with Wyomingites from other parts of the state is a blast for me, because we really can dive deeper into these discussions that I may not necessarily have with people who are new to the area.
What is Teton Science School? Is it a school for scientists? Because I know you guys do the wildlife expedition tours, which I'm on right now with, but it sounds like it involves, you know, summer camps and a lot of education.
Yeah, so Teton Science Schools is a non-for-profit environmental education organization that's been around for over 50 years now. And there's several different program areas. So there's wildlife expeditions, which is the ecotourism branch of the science school. So my students, if you will, are visitors to the area. There's a pre-kindergarten through 12th grade, very place-based, project-based school called the Mountain Academy. That's part of Teton Science Schools. My daughter is a junior in high school there. Yeah. There's a graduate program where students can come to the graduate program and work towards a master's degree in environmental education or related field. There's also the field ed portion of Teton Science Schools, where school groups can come from all over the country and beyond and learn about this area and explore this area. So there's a lot going on within Teton Science Schools, and that's really only even a part of it.
I think a lot of folks in Wyoming tend to forget about this great piece of heaven in Jackson Hole and Grand Teton National Park, and it's busy, and I don't necessarily know where to go, how long it's going to take, or where to necessarily see the animals. That's why you've got to get a guide. What's your favorite? What's the best time to see? I mean, we've seen a lot of animals in the morning. You see a lot of animals at night. What do you say?
Sometimes it's just a matter of, are you a morning person or are you an evening person? Both are great. You know, do you want to see your sunrise? Do you want to see a sunset? Both are outstanding, but we like to take advantage of the cool parts of the morning and the cool parts of the evening to see those animals, to try to see those animals like deer and elk and moose and bears, because, you know, they've got fur coats on that don't have any zippers, snaps, or Velcro on them. They can't shed them like we can and get into lighter clothing. So we really try to take advantage of the cool parts of the morning. But then as the day warms up, whether it be towards the end of a sunrise or warming at the beginning of a sunset, then we can look for those animals like bison and pronghorn and many different birds that we have that are tolerant of the heat of the day.
And another great thing about going on a wildlife expedition and eco tour with Teton Science Schools is the hands-on portion with the specimens. And you bring a lot of hands-on things that I'm sure kids, families just absolutely adore.
We do. And for me, as an educator, as a naturalist, having several generations of people out here is really fun. My goal is always to be able to work towards engaging kids, but at the same time, making it fun and engaging for adults too. What a lot of adults realize is that when their kids are into it, all of a sudden they're like, wow, I'm into it too. And that's really fun for me. And as you've heard me say, as a naturalist, I'm oftentimes trying to relearn what it's like to be a kid, because kids are born explorers. And to be able to have the opportunity as a naturalist with Teton Science Schools to be able to facilitate and foster that exploration and that use of all five senses is a blast for me.
Kevin, we're getting some pronghorn moving in on us, so we're going to get back on the spot and scopes here, have some more fun. County 10 podcast. Kevin, anything else you want to say about Grand Teton National Park, about loving the outdoors, about being a conservationist?
Well, Shireen, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's been a blast. I will say that my hope oftentimes for people who visit here, whether they come out with me or whether they do it on their own, hopefully they come with me, my hope is that people are inspired by this place and they take the inspiration of this place and they take it home with them and they develop closer connections with their places back home, because you don't have to have this kind of size of a wilderness to have special connections with place and with land.
And here in particular, as we're seeing pronghorns just literally feet away from us that are walking to us, Kevin, that these animals, they are more used to the folks here, which makes that experience a little bit more special. So always keeping our distance, our safe distance, as Teton Science Schools is always very adamant about, but be able to have this experience, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shireen. This has been fun.
Teton Science Schools!